This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump into any one of those at any time you like, and we will get you on the air with us in the studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, I came across a story, Mark, about checkpoints and a nasty little trick that apparently the Border Patrol is playing with people at checkpoints. And you and I know a thing or two about these checkpoints because you went through one of the internal ones at El Paso, I think it was, in Texas.
Yeah, near El Paso. And when you say internal, you mean this was a checkpoint, but it wasn't at the United States border. It was just a spot where they stop every car and say, are you a U.S. citizen? And you could say, yes, yes, I am.
And you'll be waved on through.
Right, you go right through. Or you can say, I don't know what they do there exactly, but I know they walked a dog around my car. They said the dog was sniffing for immigrants, which I'm not sure if immigrants would smell any different than, anybody else.
Other people.
Right. Like, there were people in the car. So immigrants are people, and what would that smell like? I don't have any idea. Just speculating here that really the dog, this is a drug checkpoint.
Yeah, well, they want the dog to light up on the car, and then they will take it apart, basically,
right,
looking for drugs.
That's what my theory is.
And they have they have ways of having the dog do these things.
My concern with checkpoints is that, and by the way, I refuse to give any documentation. I said, if they asked me, are you a U.S. citizen? I said, do I have any obligation to answer that question?
What was the response?
The poor guy, I mean, it's just some functionary, you know. He's like, let me get my bus, you know. So off he runs or whatever. And I said, do you have any reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've committed any crime? He's like, no, sir, no, absolutely not. And I said, excellent. Am I being detained then? And he said, well, yes, just until we determine what your citizenship is. And I said, it's my understanding that under English common law, that 1,000 years of English common law says that if you don't have reasonable, articulable suspicion, that you can't detain me. And he says, oh, yes, yes, there's a Supreme Court ruling, Rodriguez versus da-da-da-da-da, and it said, such and such. And I said, well, that was the ruling that Rodriguez had not been unreasonably detained. However, I want to know what point unreasonable detention occurs.
Mm.
So I'm not going to tell you what my citizenship is.
That's up to the judge to decide, son.
But that's fine. That's what I wanted. I absolutely wanted an opportunity to find out exactly how long they can detain you while not detaining you. Like this new form of detention that doesn't include reasonable, articulable suspicion. Because I suspect that that's a bad ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States. And we've had them. I mean, that has occurred. So I just want to know. Is this whole concept of immigration law somehow thrown out the window, 1,000 years of English common law, that you no longer need reasonable, articulable suspicion to detain somebody? And that's all I wanted to know. At some point or another, he's like, hey, look, you've got no accent. He had an accent.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Look, you've got no accent, man. See you later. You know, like
he actually said that.
Oh, something like that. It was to some effect. You can go find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on
our
channel. Our channel.
YouTube.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you can go hunt that down. It's the most viewed thing on our channel. So yeah.
So that was at an internal checkpoint, and that's where they basically stop everybody and hassle them, question them.
The thing that concerns me about these internal checkpoints is if you ask somebody, what would it take for you to say the United States is a police state? Likely,
oh,
they,
yeah, that's a good question.
Likely they would say that it's a, well, if they were stopping me and asking for my papers. And what, ladies and gentlemen, is the difference between a standing checkpoint on a United States interstate? This was I-10. Not at the border. What is the difference between them stopping you and asking what your immigration status is? Or saying, what papers, please? Where are your papers? What's the difference between besides some stupid Hollywood accent, right?
I can't imagine somebody could answer your question, but the number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Well, the answer is, just tell them you're an American citizen.
Well, it's all to keep out the evil immigrants, Mark. I mean, we need to protect the country from terrorists.
Well, anything is acceptable once the enemy is made dangerous enough, right? Once the... whomever the organization is, whatever the group of people is, has made whomever it is seem dangerous enough, it's fine, right? Like they made the people from the Middle East seem dangerous enough, and now we have to take our shoes off at the airport. Mm-hmm. Now we throw away all our water bottles. Now you can't have a bottle of shampoo in your carry-on luggage. I mean,
over 3 ounces, right?
Right. Well, yeah, an actual bottle of shampoo. Right. You know, God help those ladies with the really long hair. What do?
Just have to go buy more when you get there.
Right.
Or
I mean, you know,
bring multiples in your pack-away luggage or whatever.
And now, instead of just a quick check across the border, it used to take a few minutes to get across the border. Now you're waiting in this line, this huge line to get across. And, it, you know, the inconvenience is going to pile up. More government jobs and more people checking more stuff.
Now, I don't know how long this has been going on. I'm not talking about the checkpoints, because that's been going on for quite a long time. But... they're taking this to another level here, Mark, and what happened to Brian McCormick did not happen at a checkpoint. Okay, so according to CNN, he says he knew what to do when ICE officers pulled him over with paperwork in hand. Read the fine print. McCormick says he was driving two undocumented immigrants who had just had a court hearing in Hudson, New York, when officers stopped his car. They showed him a document through the driver's window, and you can see in the video that he's got his window cracked. So he has only, you know, rolled his window down, I don't know, an inch or two.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can see that clearly.
Look, I wouldn't do that particular trick, but that's fine. If somebody wants to do it, it's their car.
The ICE officers called it a warrant. They showed it to him through the window. McCormick told the officers something was missing, a judge's signature. Because, you know, traditionally, that's what a warrant requires, right? Like, the classic warrant is cops go to a judge, present some sort of evidence that, or at least claims that back up the thing that they want to get permission to seize, whether that thing be a pound of marijuana,
right,
or...
the Constitution's pretty clear on this.
Yeah. Or a person.
Right.
Or an individual.
And it has to be particular.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be a warrant that says, I have a piece of paper from a judge that says we can look at every car that goes by.
Yeah.
That's not what, you know, that's not constitutional.
In this case, it wasn't even from a judge.
This is a new species of warrant. And is this general or is it, you know, particular?
It is, from what I can tell, it has nothing to do with an individual.
So
they don't
it's a
post
general
the actual
warrant unsigned by a judge. This is not a warrant. This is a piece of paper.
They're calling it a warrant, and they call it that multiple times and assert that it is a warrant. The video showing part of the March 5th verbal standoff was widely shared on social media recently, and advocates are pointing to the exchange as an example of how Know Your Rights lessons, which immigrant rights group have been teaching across the country, are working. The video recorded by a passenger in the car's backseat shows McCormick and the officers debating the document. McCormick tells the officer, quote, those are not warrants of arrest, sir. The officer replies, pointing at the title, yes, they are, sir, warrant of arrest of alien. And McCormick comes back to say, yeah, warrant of arrest of alien, not signed by a judge. It's not a judicial warrant. I have no obligation to oblige by that warrant. And so then the officer asserts.
Oblige or abide?
It's
people talking.
I'm reading the text here, yeah. So we'll play the actual video coming up here in just a moment. But the officer says, this is a lawful warrant. Signed by a judge, asks McCormick.
It's not a lawful warrant if it's not signed by a judge.
The officer stresses the warrant is valid under the Immigration and Nationality Act.
It would be valid if a judge signed it. It's not invalid in the sense that you must throw it away, but it's just paperwork up to this point.
All right, we got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you'd asked a question earlier about, you know, how would you know this is a police state? Is there really any significant difference between show us your papers and of what citizenship are you? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about immigration. We started out kind of just recapping the situation with checkpoints, internal ones here in the United States, which are not uncommon, especially throughout the southern and even in the northern portions of the U.S. I think it's usually within 100 miles of the border, as I understand it. However, we've also heard of ICE agents or Border Patrol pulling over, or excuse me, not pulling over, but searching buses, for instance, coming up to Greyhound buses at bus stations and coming on there trying to intimidate their way into getting people to show their identification to them and, you know, possibly conduct illegal searches on folks. In fact, Greyhound even started recently, within the last several months, I think, putting up posters at their bus stations informing people of their rights. Because apparently the Border Patrol can board the bus, but as I understand it, and I'm not an attorney, you're not really obligated to answer any of their questions. They can come walk down the aisle and look intimidating and try to, they can ask you questions, but you're not obligated to answer them. That's my understanding of that situation, because you're just a passenger on the bus. And they will try to intimidate their way into getting information out of you. In fact, that's what they're doing here in this video we are going to play, and then we're going to take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But, Mark, tell me about stickers.
Yeah, Liberty Stickers at libertystickers.com. Look, there are stickers that are for everybody at libertystickers.com. I'm looking right now under their title of police state, and they've got three great ones right here. A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. A nation cannot survive treason from within. A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. LibertyStickers.com. They've got something witty, poignant, pithy, or downright bombastic for you. And you know people love to read those stickers on the back of your car. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so we're getting to your calls, but I do want to get this video out so we have some idea of exactly what's going on here.
Mark, I'm
going
to put you on speaker. Those are not warrants of arrest,
sir. Yes, they are, sir. Warrant of arrest of alien.
Yeah, warrant of arrest of alien not signed by a judge. It's not a judicial warrant.
Now, just to be clear, this guy was pulled over in Hudson, New York. Okay, this is not a checkpoint. This is just a pullover.
There's no chance of this guy, the little chance of this guy being some kind of foreigner that they've found.
We go on.
I have no obligation to oblige by that warrant.
This is a lawful warrant.
Signed by a judge.
Of the Immigration and Nationality Act. And an official designated with that authority.
Are you hearing this, Mark?
Yeah, I'm telling
him
I'm on my way.
Our attorney's on his way.
Okay. What's that gonna...
That's not a warrant.
That is a warrant.
No, it's not. It's a Department of Homeland Security order.
It's a warrant.
Okay. No, it's not a warrant. It's not a warrant under the Constitution of the United States.
It's a warrant under the Immigration and Nationality Act of the United States.
Okay, that's fine, but it's not under the Constitution. You have no jurisdiction over me as a citizen. I'm the driver of this vehicle.
Okay, are you familiar with Title 8, Section 1324 of U.S. Code?
All right, so now the cop is going to play law games with
him.
Oh,
yeah, this is the way it always goes, sure.
And I just want to point out here, as a driver, and again, not an attorney, But this isn't legal advice, but it's my understanding you are under no obligation to answer these people's questions. Okay, you can have a conversation with them, but look out, because the more you say to these people, the worse off you tend to be. Now, in this case, you know, he makes it through the conversation fine, but there's no real reason to be answering these questions he's about to ask.
Right, so the amendment number 4 to the United States Constitution is the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, meaning you gotta present this probable cause to somebody. Yeah, present this probable cause to somebody, that means a judge, supported by oath or affirmation, to whom are you going to swear, if it's not to the court, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seen. Seized. So, a piece of paper that says, I can look at any car that goes by, that isn't signed by a judge, isn't a warrant. You could write warrant at the top. But that doesn't make it a warrant any more than me tattooing Thor on my shoulder makes me the Thunder God.
Or of U.S. code?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. In what regard?
I'm studying to be a Department of Justice accredited representative, so I've been through trainings.
Okay.
And I,
which the average person isn't doing that. So this guy is more knowledgeable than your typical person, sure, who might get pulled over and intimidated by these cops. Again, you know, there's no reason to answer these questions.
Okay.
And I have copies of the, actually, in this box right here, I have a copy of a real warrant and a copy of that, just so people know not to listen to that.
Okay. Now, that is pretty pretty impressive.
It's pretty,
actually.
Yeah, indeed.
He's well aware that they are doing this, and he's fully prepared to call them on the carpet.
So you're aware of the statutes governing transporting and harboring illegal aliens in the United States?
I am.
Okay.
Okay. What was his point?
Yeah, fine. Fine. You just wait. I'll be there in a couple minutes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's pretty much the end of the video there. And I don't know if there's a longer version of this. This is the one that, you know, I was easily able to acquire. And this has been getting some press coverage, I think, as it deserves, because this guy is absolutely brave to go up against these intimidating people. Because that's what they were suggesting there, right? Are you familiar with the statute about harboring it?
Right.
They're suggesting that they might be wanting to charge him.
Why would you stand in the way of a cop who wants to search your car for immigrants if you don't have immigrants in the car is the
principle.
Reasonable question that lots of people ask.
The answer is the principle of the matter to refuse the encroachment of the state into our lives.
Well,
a
reason that another person might say is because I believe I took an oath to the United States Constitution. Not to officious bureaucrats, but to the United States Constitution. I want to protect that document.
I'm going to get Dustin on the line here. He's in Farmington, New Mexico, listening to KENN. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the checkpoint you guys were talking about earlier in El Paso.
Please. Yeah.
I was just with the cost of immigration annually. And with what these illegals are bringing over, drugs, smuggling people, this and that, I have no issue whatsoever with checkpoint wherever in the country they want to check.
How about right in front of your neighborhood? Every day you get to go through it on the way to work.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
Wow.
What if they want to come through your house and just see if there might be some immigrants there, like in the closet or something?
Come on in. I ain't got nothing to hide.
Right. So, there was a time in the United States history when some people disagreed with other people as to whether or not the United States should secede from Great Britain. They didn't like the idea that, people from a foreign land were importing their laws on them. Some people agreed and some people disagreed. And it looks like that's what we've got here. So you think that it's okay for people to look through my stuff. I think it's not. And I have the Constitution on my side.
He's got men with guns on his side.
Yeah. Oh, government loves to grow, and you're just a big government guy. That's all.
It sounds like it. Hey, Dustin, if you want to hang on, I want to bring... You said no to that? Hold on. I want to bring you back. Whoa. I want to give you plenty of time.
Republicans hate government until the bureaucrats have guns on their hips.
I want to give you plenty of time to explain, Dustin, how you can be against big government and in favor of checkpoints everywhere. That's what I really want to hear. So I hope you'll stick with us. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump thanked members of the Republican Jewish Coalition for backing him in 2016 and says they have an important role to play in his re-election campaign in 2020. He spoke to the group in Las Vegas, where he also denounced asylum seekers trying to enter the United States from Mexico.
Oh, give him asylum! He's afraid! He's afraid! We don't love the fact that he's got tattoos on his face. That's not a good sign. We don't love the fact that he's carrying the flag of Honduras or Guatemala or El Salvador, only to say he's petrified to be in his country.
For now, the president is backing off his threat to close down the southern border. He said he's giving Mexico 1 year to work on the problem. He's also threatening a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going back to your calls here. But also, I want to let you know how to accept Bitcoin at your point of sale. If you've got a retail establishment, mom-and-pop, brick-and-mortar business, and you want to accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies like Dash or Bitcoin Cash or Zcash and others, you can go to AnyPay.global and learn more about it. But actually, they've got a new website they launched. AnyPay is behind HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's super easy. They break it down to four steps. And you basically install your cryptocurrency wallet. If you already got one, you're already past that step. That's probably the most time-consuming part of this. You got to download the wallet from your app store and, you know, put a passcode in, get it set up, do a backup. You want to make sure you back up your wallet. And then once that's all set up, you just create yourself an account over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And then you put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, which you'll get once you get your wallet, into the back end of AnyPay. And then you load up their app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. You're done. You're accepting cryptocurrency. It is that easy. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's a lot easier than you probably think it is. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com as we go back to Dustin. He's in New Mexico listening to KENN. Dustin, you called in tonight because we've discussed immigration checkpoints and searches, and you are like totally obedient to the government. You are ready and raring to go. You're willing to let them search you anytime. Come into your home, search your house. They will if they stop you every day on the way to work at a checkpoint. You're totally fine with that. And doesn't that kind of make you feel like a bootlicker?
Not at all. Let's get something clear. Now, if the cops come to my house and force their way into my house, there's going to be an issue.
But if they ask, then you'll let them right in.
I'm not okay with that. Huh?
But if they ask you, you'll just let them right in.
Correct, because I have nothing to hide.
I'm Are you sure?
About citizen.
Really? Have you ever sped?
Yes, I have.
That would make you a lawbreaker, sir.
Well, as long as you pay the ticket, you're still obeying the law, right? So let me ask you this, though. Do you think, Dustin, do you think that this country can survive the idea of people just being able to come into the cops being able to go into people's houses basically anytime they want? Do you think it can survive that? Do you think that would be good for the country?
No.
I don't think it could.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it
could. I think it would crumble. Because here's the reason, Dustin. Let me give you the reason that I think, and then I'll let you give your reason. Because politicians and judges, captains of industry, they could not handle the kind of scrutiny that cops just walking into people's houses would allow. Like, because our politicians and our judges are too corrupt. And once, the executive branch then gets, information on the legislative branch, and then you have this kind of collusion that leads to a massive state that, just grinds, the hoi polloi, you and me, the taxpayer, down into nothing. And we almost have that with the bureaucracy that we have attempting to stop immigration. I will agree with you 100%, Dustin, that it costs a lot of money to just allow immigrants to come into this country and use whatever government services that they can get their hands on. But I would posit to you and anybody listening that the problem is the government programs, not the immigration. That if we allowed immigration, just free immigration, people coming into this country as much as they wanted to, working as hard as they wanted to, but none of them were allowed to avail themselves of any government programs, that would benefit us as a nation. And that with the advent of socialism around the beginning of the 20th century, that it just made immigration impossible.
Dustin?
Yes, I agree. And that's the whole thing, is how much all this immigration is costing, how many lives are killed per year by illegal immigrants, the drugs pouring over here. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you got
the drugs are pouring over because there's a war on drugs, so that puts money in the hands of cartels rather than in the hands of American business people who otherwise would be interested in supplying people's drug desires or their drug needs in the marketplace. So you're basically sending a bunch of money out of the United States to drug cartels by making drugs illegal. So if you were to end the war on drugs, that would certainly help in that instance. But obviously that doesn't alleviate whatever concerns you have about immigration. And it just, it just saddens me that somebody who you described yourself before we went to the break there as somebody who is against big government. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. How do you reconcile having that belief with the belief that it's okay for the government to put checkpoints everywhere?
Because the way I look at it is, if I'm not doing anything wrong, if I'm not carrying drugs in my car, I'm not harboring illegal immigrants, then what's there to worry about?
But you didn't answer my question.
I can tell you what there is to worry about, Dustin.
Yeah.
What about your medicine cabinet? Is it possible that you or somebody in your family, maybe not in your house, but maybe somebody in your family, has an expired prescription for oxycodone? I mean, that stuff was being given out all the time. There's medicine cabinets all over America with legal prescriptions that have gone out of date, which are now felonies.
Well, now, technically, Mark, they shouldn't be looking in your medicine cabinet unless it can hold a person if they're looking for immigrants.
Sorry, if you let them in to look, they're just going to look. They're going to find whatever gun isn't registered. They're going to they're going to find whatever drugs are in the medicine cabinet.
And then they're
going to
have questions. Then they're going to have questions for you if they find things that are interesting. And that's kind of the fantasy, I think, that a lot of people have, Dustin, that they're law-abiding people. And that I would ask you, have you read all of the laws?
Well, obviously, I haven't read every single law in the book. Mm-hmm. But,
what percentage of the laws do you feel like you have read?
How many laws are there? Do you know how many
That's
laws
a darn
are
good question.
More than you could read in five lifetimes. Right? Like, they have more laws written than you and I could read, well, not to combine, but you and I could read in 2.5 lifetimes.
What you mean when you say you're a law-abiding citizen, I think, is that you don't hurt people, right? Like, you don't go out there and commit actual violent acts against other human beings, right?
I've never even been handcuffed in my life.
Great, that's great. So you don't believe that you are a law, you don't believe that you are violating any laws, but you honestly don't really know. And in fact, there have been books that have been written out there.
3 felonies a day is one title. The fact is that you are a law-breaking citizen because there are too many laws for you to possibly abide by. And you probably break laws every single day without knowing what they are. I believe it's New Hampshire, but there's probably one similar in the United States. It's a misdemeanor to open up a milk container, crumple up something, and put it inside. In many places, it's against the law to operate your business on a Sunday. Now, they don't enforce these laws, but you're not a law-abiding citizen. A law-abiding citizen doesn't exist.
Right, and I have heard of these goofy, stupid laws that they've got all over different states, like the one you just mentioned, but
it's goofy until they decide to target you for them. I mean, we've seen people targeted where they do enforce some really dumb laws. Like, remember the story in Orlando, Mark, the folks that wanted a garden in their front lawn? No can do. You're going to get hit with $500 a day fines if you do something like that.
I think the ones that are scariest to me is when you try to live your life the way you want, and then they come take your kids from you because either you didn't vaccinate or you didn't send them to the right schools or, you let them walk home from the park or a whole variety of things that they do. And really, the reason they do that is, Dustin, is because there's a lot of cops and they don't have a lot to do. And what I don't want is more border and customs guys doing their out there to do more things. I want fewer of them. I want to pay less for them. And I think we can do that by simply making it illegal for immigrants and immigrant families to avail themselves of government programs. Maybe we have to get rid of all the welfare programs in the process. Maybe not.
Dustin, thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, if you are somebody who is against big government, you can't possibly support having a massive immigration bureaucracy getting bigger.
They talk about what immigrants cost us. What's the immigration apparatus cost us?
Good question. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about immigration, and specifically a nasty new trick, it appears, and maybe it's not that new. I'm not sure. It's the first time I've heard of it, and it's certainly getting some press coverage, so that's good. Because people need to know that ICE agents, or rather Border Patrol, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is saying, we got a warrant. We're going to need to search this here car. See? It's a warrant. Says right here.
It says warrant at the top.
Yeah, it says warrant of arrest of alien. Is there anyone's name on it? Not necessarily. Is it signed by a judge? Nope.
Not a warrant.
Not really a warrant, but that's what they're calling it. And are they obligated to do anything?
The United States Constitution is very clear that a warrant needs to be particular and not general. So that means no piece of paper that says I can look at every car that goes by.
I get to arrest every alien.
Right. And it needs to be signed by a judge. Otherwise, it's not a warrant.
So, as I understand it, if you
By the way, a magistrate doesn't count either.
Right. And as I understand it, if you are a passenger in a car within the United States, not at the border, again, we're talking about, in this case that brought this up, some guys that got pulled over in Hudson, New York. That's not very near any, you know, actual border with another country.
No.
It's not too far away from the Atlantic Ocean, but it's not, you know, it's nowhere near Canada. And so they tried to intimidate their way into getting this guy to consent to a search, to consent to having his car searched by these ICE officers. And
it'd be a lot easier if everybody would just go ahead and comply with searches.
Yeah, it'd be easier for the government.
Right. Because they're talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because a lot of times if you comply with a search, you get a trashed car after the fact. They just, you know, leave everything strewn about on the street. Oh, yeah, you get to put it back together.
If everybody complies with searches, you get a trashed country, too.
Yeah, that's
true. The government will destroy you. The whole nature of the state is to grow.
Yes, and they grow into areas where, you know, wherever it is you're willing to obey. They'll do whatever.
And it is
and get away with
incumbent
it.
Upon you, if you want a free nation, to do what you can to retain it.
Yes. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We have Mona on the line listening to WNIS in Virginia. Go ahead, Mona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Well, I understand where this previous gentleman's coming from, I think. I think it's the whole situation that's going on right now with the numbers that are coming across, and, of course, he was talking about the costs and so forth. The immigration problem has been going on for decades, and it's absolutely ridiculous that it's not been fixed.
What do you want legal to fix? How do you want to legal fix it?
Well, legal, you, exactly. Neither side wants to fix it.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Mona. What? Like, you know, if you could wave a magic wand tomorrow or press a button, and then all of a sudden the system that would fix this, to whatever that means to you, the system that would fix this would be in place. What would it look like? What would you want to see change?
I would like to see legal immigration not cost so much and not take so long.
I agree with you.
Understand why it does.
I totally agree with you there. I think that people who want to come to this this plot of land should be able to do so without begging a bunch of bureaucrats' permission slips and having to pay tons in fees and attorney's fees and application fees and unending waiting. So I totally agree with you there. All right.
And I think if that was fixed, I think it would take some of the pressure off some of the other places because it wouldn't be so hard for people to get in. But if somebody's poor, why should they not be able to come if they have something to offer? Originally, the system was supposed to benefit our country. Well, we need people. We need all varieties of people. We don't just need college graduates. We need everybody. We need to know who's here. We need to make sure we're not letting criminals in, obviously, to make our – we don't want to bring people in that are already criminals.
That's where I'm going to disagree with you, because I do agree that more people should be able to come here, that this should be easier than ever. But the more tracking we have, the more creepy that sounds to me. You're talking about knowing where everybody is, which sounds like a tracking system to me, that there's some sort of Orwellian police state in order to make sure that we know where everybody is.
Who's going to track them, and how are they going to track them is the question I have. I feel similarly to you, Mona. I really do. I mean, my belief system has evolved over time, and largely you're where I came from. But I just don't trust the government to track and to decide who the criminals are and those sorts of things. I mean, at this point, illegal aliens can get across the border. Criminals are likely to be male and young, all right? Young males are the ones who are most likely to be able to sneak across the border. So who's going to stop them? At this point, if you let more immigrants in to the country, then do we keep the same amount of Customs and Border Patrol people that we've got? And are they there just to catch the criminals that we won't let in? Are they going to be successful?
How about this? How about we just forget about the whole border bureaucracy and just let people come here, try to make a better life for themselves, and the criminals can be stopped when they try to commit crime by armed people who are willing to shoot a criminal who's committing a violent crime.
And we make it so that nobody who comes to this country gets it for free. Hold on. Let's talk about sovereignty for a second. What does that mean to you?
We need to have secure borders. I didn't say I wanted somebody to track people. I don't.
Was the United States? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mona, but was the United States a sovereign nation in 1800?
I can't tell you that.
Well, people could come.
At what point did it become? Hold on. At what point did it become sovereign?
The first immigration laws, as I understand it, occurred because of the problems of people pouring in during the Reconstruction period after the Civil War. Everybody thought it would be wonderful, and it got to be a real problem, and that's when the real official laws came into play. But
the first ones were in 1870.
In the 1900s, obviously, they shut it down for, what, 40 years, I think? I forget how long it was, but a long time.
How did they shut down the border?
What?
How could they possibly shut down,
legal,
down the border?
I believe they shut down legal immigration for a long period of time.
Yeah, but they allowed migration. So migration was when people from northern Mexico could move in and do farm work in the United States and then go home. You can't do that anymore because there's too much of a, you know, border wall and all that stuff. You have to live on one side or the other.
But we want them to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, can we come back to sovereignty? I want to know what point in the country's, you know, history did it become sovereign?
Well, also, how do you define sovereignty? Was there another sovereign nation? Because at this point, throughout history, immigration's a reality for most nations. The only nations that have really been able to stop immigration are places like North Korea.
Mm-hmm. No one wants to go there anyway.
Right. I mean, but I guess they're sovereign.
Right, but there's about 64 countries that are currently in the process or have already completed barriers on their borders because of the problems that they're having with migration.
So we should be this country should be more like the unfree countries with border walls and restrictions and police state and
that sort of thing. This is a difficult subject.
I still want to get an answer to my question. At what point did the United States become a sovereign nation?
I don't know. I already told you that.
Okay.
I don't remember.
But here, let me give you a couple options. Was it at the signing of the Constitution?
One would think so, but there's been so many additions that I don't know.
Well, what additions? I mean, are you saying that the amendments to the Constitution somehow added sovereignty or removed it? I'm not sure what that has any relevance to.
I'm assuming that it probably happened when the Constitution came into play.
Okay. There was no border control whatsoever at that time.
No, there wasn't any border control really until the 1960s.
So the whole idea that you need to have a border for sovereignty seems pretty ridiculous if you think that.
No, you don't need to have that. You need to be able to control and know what you have in your country. People just can't come in.
They didn't know that in the 1700s or the 1800s or most of the 1900s, as far as they didn't have any kind of lists of who was where in many places in this world. It's
right.
And certainly in lots of places in the United States.
George Washington was elected by people.
I don't know why things have gotten to the point that it is now, because it was sort of assumed for years and years. And people didn't go to other countries like they do now unless they were going to work or to settle. Now we have all of
people have migrated across, entire continents over time.
I'm talking about like gang things. I'm talking about, you know, some of the bad things.
Well, the gangs only exist because of the United States drug laws. End of story.
Pretty much, yeah.
The reason that the things have gotten the way they have gotten, Mona, is because whenever anybody comes up with a solution, it includes growing the government. If you put up a wall, mm-hmm. you have to guard the wall. The wall is going to get torn down in a day if there aren't guards on it. Look at prisons, for goodness sake. A wall just means a huge government apparatus to guard the wall.
855 450 free. Thank you for the call, Mona. More coming up.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.